Good morning. 7:46 a.m. on Friday the 13th, February 2015. February 13th, 2015, Friday the 13th, Driscodecaphobics. Have fun. So yeah, yesterday I actually chose not to walk because I needed to let my legs rest. Doing those 2 days was, let's see, let's put this back in my pocket without shutting anything off. Let's do this. Okay. Doing those 2 days was good. I felt better for having done it, but it was also being felt in my calves and my hips. So I let them rest up for a day. Still a little sore today, but I figured I'd walk through it. No pain, no gain. Which is kind of dumb, really. But, we'll get them stretched out. Get them warmed up again. Get moving. Get the show back on the road. I restocked my vitamin pills. I'm feeling a little more energetic. I don't know if it's a placebo effect of the vitamin pills or actually feel like I have more energy. I'm still exhausted. I'm so tired because I have to stay up late to make sure the kid goes to bed, and then I have to get up early to make sure she gets up. And it's kind of problematic. Yesterday morning I was, every once in a while my eyes would cross. I would literally see double for a few seconds. I was just so tired. I got a couple small naps in over the course of the day. That helped, I think, as much as anything. I'd like to get another one in today. I have to go pick up the kid, but not until early afternoon. She's got another late night gig tonight. She's singing at the big band boogie ball over at the university. And I told her that the time slot was like 10 o'clock. And I'm like, seriously? She doesn't have play rehearsal tonight, so that's a thing. And she doesn't have a rehearsal on Monday. And I think Monday's a holiday. I have to check the calendar for the school district, but I think they do get President's Day off. Which would be good. Push the hood back here. I'm cold. But I am warming up a bit. I'm out without breakfast this morning. I did have a cup of coffee, but of limited utility. I've been getting a lot of outside pressure so are you writing anything? And the answer up till yesterday was no. I was sort of adrift. After spending weeks getting the paperbacks put into shape and getting them out, it was apparently overdue. And yesterday I set out to do the setup to get writing done today. I actually did a little writing yesterday. I went through and found Cape Grace and sort of refreshed myself with a little bit. Went through and changed the name. Tony's sister is Angela, not Andrea. So I went through and changed all of those. I hope I haven't screwed anything else up in the process, but it wouldn't surprise me. I spent way too much time yesterday lost in YouTube. It was actually kind of fun. Every once in a while I will get on a YouTube binge. And I was watching the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys. And it's a couple years old. It's like 2011, 2012. It's three boys from New Jersey who were just ripping up the bluegrass. Oh my goodness. And they had a couple of singles, they had some songs, had some unique stuff. It was quite good. I enjoyed it a great deal. I'm not a huge fan of either country or western. And bluegrass, apparently I need to be in the right mood for it. I do like a good fiddle. Natalie McMaster. Because Lorena McKennitt and Natalie McMaster both have Mex in their name, I get them confused. But yeah, Natalie McMaster, I saw Natalie McMaster at a live outdoor concert. And she had a band, and she's from Nova Scotia. Cape Breton Highlands, which is the North American mecca of Celtic fiddle. They have a lot of really interesting fiddle players up there, and I don't know this for sure, but if I read a little bit between the lines in Deb Geary's book, the witch that plays the fiddle, which happens in largely Nova Scotia and around the area, I think the young woman who's the witch there is roughly modeled on Natalie McMaster. Although she could be modeled on any number of very talented young women who play some amazing fiddle. Anyway, so I was listening to these kids, and when they first started doing the videos, the morning school was. When they first started doing the videos, it was the banjo picker was 9 years old, and the banjo looked to be about as big as his chest, and apparently the reason they called him the Sleepy Man was that when he was first learning, he couldn't hold a banjo because it was too heavy, and so he'd lay down. And he learned to pick laying down on his bed with his eyes closed. He looked like he was sleeping, except his fingers were going a mile a minute. Yeah, the kid's good. I had a video with them playing with one of the more established bluegrass bands. And apparently the banjo player's hero was J.D. Crow, who runs the New South, or he's the banjo player for the New South. And they got called up on stage, and his name is Ronnie, got to play with J.D. Crow, and the band was ribbing J.D. about What are you going to do with that banjo when you get it home tonight, JD? Because the kid just ripped it up. He had his brothers with him. One brother plays fiddle, and the brother plays guitar. And all three of them, there's no slouches. There's no slouches. They were pretty cool. And I watched a fiddle player fiddle. And they have a couple of vocal numbers. One is Same Same Stars, which I think is a... I don't know who wrote that. I don't think it's original, but it might be. Another one is called Run. And the 15-year-old has the lead vocals on it. He's also a fiddle player. And it was really quite haunting. It was really quite good. I was entranced. Monk post. That was fun. But I spent way too much time listening to fiddle players and watching people who were pretty much shot down by the whole idea of this 9-year-old and his teenage brothers just picking and grinning. It was a sight to be seen. And the music was pretty good too. One of the comments they made to them was, he asked if J.D. Crow asked the boy if he knew some song, and the kid said, oh yeah. And Crow said, I was afraid of that. Apparently it's one of his signature tunes, and the kid played it with his brother. He had to ask his brother if it was all right. Brother said, yeah. So they played it, and the front man for the band said, yeah, I guess it'll be all right as long as you don't ask JD to play a break, he'll be all right. That was funny. That was really quite humorous. And I'm just walking and blathering and walking. So yeah, Cape Grace. Goal is 5,000 words today. I should be back in time to get some breakfast, which will help greatly. And then I've got 3 or 4 hours where I don't really have to do anything except write. Got the file set up so that it's on my Dropbox, so I can write on any particular computer that I want. It was quite invigorating to go through, and I got the netbook plugged in again. It's been unplugged since Cosine, so I haven't really done a lot with it. And it was still alive. I had actually shut it down instead of letting the battery kill it. But it actually shut it down, and it came right up. It was booting up while I was untangling the power cord. I really need to update the operating system on all my laptops. My Ubuntu is badly out of date, but I'm loath to mess with it just because. I suppose if I back up the netbook, I can try to upgrade. The problem is that the Triple EPC, the Ubuntu, Triple Ubuntu support stopped some time back, and I haven't found a new release. What I sort of have to do is, I think, get a new distribution. And I may need to recompile because I think the Asus does not have. I need to check and see what it's got for. What it's got for chipset. And I don't think a regular PC distribution will work. I remember setting it up. It was a pain in the butt. And as long as I don't try to do anything new with it, it runs the software that I want. It runs word processor. It runs a browser. Browser's a bit dated, but updating the browser is, it's going to be another pain in the butt. Updating the operating system is going to be a pain in the butt. So, I don't know. It's like, is it worth messing with? There comes another car. I've had my share of traffic today. The last 24 hours, traffic has been sort of my bane. I was taking a kid to rehearsal last night, and a whole line of traffic kept me in the right-hand lane when I needed to make a left-hand turn. And I couldn't get out. I couldn't get over. So I'm driving along, my left blinker on, trying to get a break in the traffic. And the people in the line behind me are going around me to cut me off so that I can't make the turn. And it's like, you know, if you people are in such a goddamn hurry, just let me go and get out of your way. I don't seem to... My mental vibe did not reach the brains of my fellow drivers last night at all. I have people driving down the middle of the street. I have people driving along on a four-lane, two each way, and driving along, fat, dumb, and happy, on the dotted yellow line, blocking both lanes. That was fun. Interesting sound. And now this morning I've had traffic everywhere this morning. That one. Okay. Here we go. Turning northward. It's up and bright this morning. Feels good. Must be 8 o'clock. I hear the church bells ringing, which is a measure of just how still the air is this morning, because there aren't any churches that ring bells within 5 miles. Mustache is full of moisture. Okay, last crossing. still recording. So it would seem 20 minutes 24. Just a slow stroll today. But it's happening. I did it. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.